First pack of Chala Mishnah Chet. Isas HaKlovim. Isas HaKlovim means a dough which is made out of flour with all the bran and a lactic center, like a pumpernickel type of bread. It's a cheap quality bread. If it's an estate that the shepherds will eat from it, it's still considered bread and chayv v'chala. And once it has a status of chala and bread, also ma'avim, but you can use it to make an eruv, to combine houses into a courtyard, to be able to carry from one house to the courtyard. On Shabbos, on the shtatzimbo, you can use it also to combine various courtyards, one with another. By the fact that you put a bread that belongs to all the members of the courtyard or courtyards, it treats the entire area as one big reshus, and you would be permitted to carry from it from one to the other on Shabbos, as long as there's a wall, an external wall around the whole area. Mavorchim aleh, mazamnim aleh, and you make a moitzi on it, and you make hamoitzi and birchas hazimun, birchas hamozim. After you eat it, and if you have three people together, you make a zimun. Now, since the yontif, you're about to make it on yontif because it's fit for human consumption. The yotzi b'yodim yidei chavos v'pesach, make a matzah out of it. It's also kosher matzah. Then ein ra'i marichlo mimeno, if it has so much of this bran or that type of material in it that even the shepherds wouldn't eat it, then it's not considered bread anymore, and therefore all the above do not apply. In a chavos v'chala, it's not bread in respect to chiyuv chavos. Potter from chala, in ma'avim ve'in shtatzim bo, can't use it to combine houses and courtyards to carry from one to the other on Shabbos. In mevorchim aleh ve'in mezamnim aleh, you make a bracha before, you know, make a bracha afterwards. Yeah, you make a shahakul on it because still it has a taste, but it's not considered a bread, so you don't make a maitzi. And maybe make a bar and fushes afterwards. Oh. Yeah. Not as the yontif, you can't take any yontif since it's not considered something not set aside for human consumption. You can't use for matzah and the leila seder. In both cases, it's still considered food. Just it doesn't have the chashivas to be considered bread in respect to all these halachas. And therefore, if something tummy touches it, it will become tummy like tummy food.